This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My name is Mustafa. Welcome to the show For a Better Life, where we discuss Islamic ethics and morals and how to have a better life. Previous episodes, we've discussed many different topics. One of the topics that we've discussed is anger. And a topic which is related to the topic of anger is envy. These two things are actually quite connected. Envy is defined, if you look at a dictionary definition of this, you know, it's defined as a feeling of discontented or resentful longing aroused by someone else's possessions, qualities, or luck. Typically, you know, a human being feels envy, for example, when they see another person getting a promotion, having more wealth, you know, having a better life, having a better relationship with others. All these things, for example, unfortunately can create envy in someone because they don't possess those things. The author says that this is very much linked to anger. They say, for example, that let's say you see someone who's not getting promoted. You know, let's say a friend of yours get promoted over you. This can make you angry. And then that anger can lead to envy, right? So the two you can see are sort of connected. Now, envy here, unfortunately, you know, it can have so many negative effects on our lives, on our spiritual lives. In our, you know, sayings from the Prophet, we've told, you know, from the Prophets and the Imams, they say that envy can destroy physical health, right? Someone who's envious, you know, they don't necessarily spend time taking care of themselves. They can be possessed with negative thoughts and negativity. And of course, this will have a negative effect on their physical health as well as their mental health. In another saying from one of our Imams, they say that, you know, health comes from the lack of envy, right? So another beautiful saying that reminds us of, you know, of being happy with what we have, of being content with what we have, and that will lead to better health. There's a very famous saying, you know, of the Prophet where he says that envy removes faith from one's heart, envy consumes faith just like fire consumes firewood. So having envy in us can remove faith from our heart, right? It can destroy our faith. And that's something that we should all be worried about, right? We don't want to be in a situation where because of envy, we end up destroying our not only our health, but our faith as well. And that can, of course, lead to disaster in this world and in the hereafter. So it's really important that we really, you know, if we are, God forbid, envious towards someone else, we try to cure ourselves, right? We try to find a way to remove these feelings of discontentment within us. And how can that be done, right? How can we do that? One way to do that is, of course, is increasing our faith and trust towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understanding that everything is in His hand. If He has provided something to our fellow believer, to our fellow friend of ours, we should be happy for them, right? We should be happy that God has given them something. And we should be thankful for what we have. When we become thankful for the possessions that God has given us, that will definitely reduce any negative feelings that we have towards others or our own life. We should focus on what we have. I remember once, there's actually a famous motivational speaker that many of you might have actually seen videos of his on YouTube. This is someone that was born without, you know, legs and hands, right? And, you know, I actually met this person. I went to one of his talks in person. And when you see people who haven't even been given hands or legs, you know, that definitely makes you thankful even for the finger, your own fingertips and the nails on your hands, right? Realize that This having, for example, a healthy body, healthy limbs, that in itself is a source of being thankful to God, right? So being thankful is key here in removing enviness from our hearts. We have to go for a quick break, and then we'll continue to talk about this topic.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. 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 Oh, oh, oh.
Your love is all I need.
Back from the break, and we've been discussing the topic of envy and how that can be a barrier to having a better life. That can be a barrier to our faith and having peace and harmony in our lives. An interesting thing that the author talks about here is how envy is the killer of scholars, right? It's not only scholars, of those who possess knowledge. An interesting story that the author brings in here that I actually wasn't aware of is a story from the life of the ninth Imam, Imam Jawad. And the story goes like this, that the Imam was in the court of the Khalifa of that time, and there was a judgment being carried out towards a thief, right? And the judge at that time was one of the caliph's scholars, and the Khalifa asked, you know, judgment to be made about this thief, and the judge made the judgment of cutting the person's arms from the elbow to his fingertips, so pretty much completely cutting this person's arm. The Khalifa asked someone else in the court, you know, what should be the ruling, and someone said, no, it should be only from the wrists. Then the Khalifa asked the Imam, who was also present there, you know, what should the ruling be? And first the Imam actually said, you know, your judges have already given the ruling, and he didn't want to get involved. The Khalifa insisted, you know, he asked him again, I want to know what your opinion is. And for this, the Imam then said, no, only the fingers should be cut off. And he gave sort of, you know, I'm not going to go into details about the actual why the Imam, the way the Imam proved this. The Khalifa responded to this as, you know, saying that is the correct judgment, that's excellent. And he ordered the thief to be punished in the way the Imam had said. Now, the impact of this on the judge at that time was that he became extremely jealous, right? Because he was much older than the Imam was very young at that time, he became upset and so jealous, then that the next day he went and said to the Khalifa, you know, you made a great mistake when you gave importance to, you know, the Imam Jawad. It made him look much better. In fact, now the people are saying that, you know, the Imam definitely is the rightful Khalifa of the Prophet. He knows better than you. He knows he's more just than you. And he created all of these stories in front of the Khalifa to the point where he was able to convince the Khalifa to have the Imam killed over this. And that is unfortunately, you know, the result of envy. This judge didn't accept the fact that someone else had more knowledge than him, someone else, even though they were correct, they were able to bring proof. Envy resulted in a point where it not only destroyed this person's faith, but it resulted in him having the Imam killed and, of course, leading him to hellfire. So these are the effects, the negative effects of enviness that we've discussed, that it can create, you know, it can remove faith, it can create negative health effects, and it can create this feeling of, you know, of not having a good life in us, even though God has given each one of us so many things that we can be thankful for, so many things that we can be thankful. You know, we can spend just the roof on our heads, the ability to speak, the ability to see. You know, recently I had a root canal done, and at that time I realized, you know, I was able to thank God for every other tooth that doesn't hurt, right? So, you know, every cell in our body, every drop of blood that we have, every breath that we take, these are all things that we can be truly thankful for. And this, inshallah, will help remove any type of envy we have in our hearts. Thank you so much for listening. Take care. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear.